Today we're going to learn Moed Katan Daf Chaf Hey Amid Aleph. We're holding at the bottom of Daf Chaf Dalet Amid Beis at the Mishnah. Now the previous Mishnah explained that Avelus is usher to do on Yom Tov. So our Mishnah is going to explain some of the laws of Avelus that are allowed on Chol HaMoed that are only for those who are related to the deceased. Ein Korin V'lo Choltzin V'ein Marvin Elo L'Krov V'Shal Meis. Only the relatives of the mace are allowed to tear their clothing in as a sign of mourning, to expose their shoulders, and to eat the su'udas havra'a, the special meal that's eaten by the mourners right after the kvura. All of that is only if you're one of the seven relatives that you would practice avelus for someone. But anyone else who's not obligated in avelus would not tear their clothing, would not expose their shoulders, and would not participate in this su'udas havra'a together with the other avelim on Chol HaMoed. Vein Marvin El Al Mita Zakufa. And when we feed the Sudas Havra to those relatives on Chol HaMoed, it has to be on an upright bed. It should not be on a bench that's close to the ground. So the Mishnah had said that only the relatives are allowed on Chol HaMoed to tear their clothing and to expose their shoulders and to eat the Sudas Havra because of the Avelus. From the Mishnah it sounds that this is true by every mace. So says Gemara Vafilu Chacham, even if it's a Chacham that dies, it's only his relatives that are allowed to do these things on Chol HaMoed. Vatanya, don't we have a brisa chacham shemes hakol krovav that if a chacham dies, everyone is his relative. Hakol krovav salkadaitach. What do you think? His family just expands because he's a chacham? No, ella hakol kikrovav. It means everyone is like his relative. In that hakol korin, I love everyone tears kriyanim. Hakol choltzin, I love everyone exposes their shoulder. Hakol marvin, love beruchava, and everyone experiences the suda savra over him, even on Chol HaMoed. So it sounds like you don't have to be a relative if it's a chacham that died to do these things against our mishnah. So says Gemara, lo tzricha lav chacham. Our mishnah is talking about a case where the guy is not a chacham. V'yadam kasheru chiyuvei mechayv lemikra, but they ask the Gemara. But still, even if you're not a chacham, but you're just an adam kasher, you're just a good guy, and not a chacham, still people have to tear kriya even on Chol HaMoed. D'tanya, because the Braisa tells us, what does a person do that he suffers the terrible punishment of having his children die when they're young? It's so that he will cry and mourn over an adam kasher. What does that mean? In order that he should cry in the future, what are we taking some sort of collateral from him before he ever does an Aveira? Ella, no, what it means to say is that it's punishment for not having previously been crying and mourning properly over an Adam Kasher. Anyone who actually mourns and cries over an Adam Kasher is going to get forgiven of all the sins. So answer Gemara, the Lav Adam Kasher. We must be talking about a case in our mission where the guy is not an Adam Kasher, because if he is an Adam Kasher, even if you're not a relative, you're allowed to do these things. But still, even if he's not even an Adam Kasher, but you were just there at the time that he died, you'd be chayv to tear kriya. The tiny like we learned in the Braisa, if a person is there when a person dies, he has to tear kriya. Lamazedoma, what's this comparable to? Let's say for Torah Shenisraf, like a Sefer Torah that gets burnt, that even if you just witness it, you have to tear kriya. Says the Gemara, "De lo kai yasam b'shas tzitzias neshama." We're talking about a case where you weren't there at the time that the person passed away. So I guess the main point over here will be that only the relatives tear kriya on Chol HaMoed, unless it's either a chacham, an adam kasher, or you were there at the time of the Ptira. So now the Gemara tells a story. When Rav Safra died, lo karu rabban alei. The rabban didn't tear kriya over him. Amri, the Chum said, we're not going to tear our clothing because lo gamrin mine. We didn't learn any Torah from him. Amlu abaye, mi tanya, harav shemes. Does it say in the Braisa that your Rebbe who dies, you tear kriya? No. Chacham shemes tanya. It says the Talmud Chacham. It doesn't matter if you learn Torah from him. Va'od, and not only that, kol yomash might say, what do you mean you never learned any Torah from him? We're always quoting his Torah in the Beis Medrash. So you must have heard something from him. Savor, so the Rabban held Mada Hava Hava. The Rabban agreed that with this argument that they should have had to tear Kriya, but they figured it's too late already. It's already passed. So Amul Abaye said to the Chachamim, no, Tanina, Chacham calls man shoskin behesped, chayavun lakroa. As long as they're still involved in the hesped, you still have to tear Kriya. Savor, the Mikra, the altar, so they wanted to tear Kriya period right away. But we learned in a Braisa that the greatest honor to do for a Chacham is to tear Kriya during the time of the Hesped itself. So the Gemara explains what happened now at the death of Rav Huna. Ki nach nafshei Rav Huna, when Rav Huna died, Savalu usve Sefer Torah apurye. The Talmidim wanted to put a Sefer Torah on his coffin to say, look how this guy that died kept and observed everything it says in this book. Amalu Rav Chis said, Milsa de b'chayi lo svirulei, something that he in his lifetime held you're not supposed to do. Hashta lekam avadla, you're now going to do for him. So the Amar of Tachlifa, Anach Aziz al Rafun Dubai Lemesa Puryeva Vamanach Sefer Torah Alei, he said, I once saw that Rav Huna wanted to sit on a bed, and there was a Sefer Torah on the bed, Vikavkada Arava Osef Sefer Torah Levei, and Rav Huna sat on the floor, and he put the Sefer Torah on him, because he didn't want to sit on a bed that a Sefer Torah was sitting on. So now in his death, you're going to put him on the same bed as a Sefer Torah. Alma Kasavar, it seems that he held, Asra Leishav Agavi Mitash Sefer Torah Munachaleh, that you're not allowed to sit on a bed that has a Sefer Torah, that is Sefer Torah on him. That is Sefer Torah on it. So the Gemara says, lo havin nafik purya mibava. They didn't take his coffin out. They weren't able to leave the house because the opening of the door was too narrow. Savalu shal shule derech gagin. So they figured maybe they'll pulley him up and they'll take him out through the roof. Amiluhu Rav Chista hagamir namine. But we learned from Rav Huna chacham kvodo derech pesach that the proper honor to do for a chacham is take him out properly through the doorway. Savalu ashnuyim mipurya lepurya. So they figured, okay, maybe we'll move him to a narrower coffin that will fit through the doorway. But we learn from Rav Huna, Chacham Kvodo B'mita Rishona, the honor for the Chacham is in the first coffin that he's in. How do we know the greatest honor of the Chacham is in the first coffin? That when David was moving the Aron Hashem from the house of Avinadav, they put it on the Aron. They put the Aron on a Gola Chadasha, meaning on that same new wagon that the Plishtim sent the Aron on. David brought it from the house of Avinadav to his own house, and he didn't move it to a new wagon. So you see, the greatest kavod is to leave it on the same wagon. So the same is true about a Talmid Chacham that dies. Again, here you see a comparison between the Aron or a Sefer Torah and a Talmid Chacham. That Paros Bava Vavkua, so what do? They expanded the doorway. They broke open the doorway and took him out that way. So then, now the Gemara is going to get into what the Hesped they said for Rav Huna is. But let's make a main point over here. When Rav Huna died, they didn't put a Sefer Torah on his coffin because he wouldn't sit on the same bench as the Sefer Torah, and they expanded the doorway so that they'd be able to carry him out on his initial coffin. They expanded the door so they'll be able to carry him out through the doorway in his initial coffin. So Pasach Alei Rabbi Abba. Rabbi Abba started to say a hesped, and he said, really, Rav Huna was so great, the Shechina should have resided on him, but because he was in Chutz Laretz, it couldn't happen. Masa Rav Nachman Bar Rav Chista, Va'armi La Rav Chanan Bar Rav Chista, Ho Hayo Dvar Hashem Yecheskel, Hayo Hayo Dvar Hashem Yecheskel, Bavuzi Yakoyim Be'eretz Kazdim, that Hashem spoke to Yecheskel in Chutz Laretz, Tafakle Avua B'Sandale. So Rav Chista, his father, hit him on his shoes, that no one else should hear what's going on around Rav Huna's coffin. Amrle, Rav Chista said to his son, Lava Minalach Lo Titru Dalma, didn't I tell you not to bother me with kashas? My Hoya, Shahaya Kvar. You know why it says Hoyo Hoya? Because it's something that was in the past, but that would never happen anymore. It was only a one-time deal that God would speak to someone in Chutz Laretz. So don't ask kashas how we could say that Rav Huna deserved to have Hashem speak to him. Ki Askula Hasam, when they brought Rav Huna to bury him in Eretz Yisrael, the Amru Leil Rabbi Ami Le Rabbi Asi, they said to Rabbi Ami and Rabbi Asi, who are in Eretz Yisrael, Rav Huna Asi, Rav Huna is arriving in Eretz Yisrael. Amru Ki Avinu Hasam Lavlan Lui Reishin Minei. When we were in Bavel, we could never lift up our heads to him because we were so embarrassed. Hasha Asinu Hacha Asa Basrin. Whereas now he comes to Eretz Yisrael and we don't have any embarrassment. He's going to come out. He's going to follow us. Amru Lehu, they said to Rabbi Ami and Rabbi Asi that Rav Huna is not alive. Aronoba, it's not Rav Huna coming. Nothing to be embarrassed about. Nothing to be ashamed about, nothing to be nervous about. It's his coffin that's coming. Rabbi Ami, Rabbi Asi, Nafuk. Rabbi Ami and Rabbi Asi went out to the Levaya. Rabbi Ila, Rabbi Chanina, lo Nafuk. But Rabbi Ila and Rabbi Chanina didn't go. Ikat Ami, Rabbi Ila, Nafuk. Rabbi Chanina, lo Nafuk. Some say Rabbi Ila went, but Rabbi Chanina didn't go. The Nafuk, my time, why would someone have yes gone? Ditanya, Arun over, Makom, Makom. If an Arun is going from one place to another, Omdum love Beshuri, stand in a row to give Nechamu, Va'omum love Birkas Avelim, the Tanchumi Avelim. Avelim, and you say the bracha of Avelim, and you give Nichum Avelim. The lo nafik my time. What's the reason for those who didn't go? The Tanya run over makom enom dem lo bishur avenom lo birchas Avelim tenchumi Avelim. They had like a brisa that said that you're not supposed to, when an Aron travels from one place to another, to be omid bishura and give tenchumi Avelim and birchas Avelim. Kashina dadi ay, but it's a stira between the two brisas. One brisa says you are supposed to do all these things when the Aron is moving. The other one says you're not. Lo kasha. Kansha shildu kakemis. Kansha shildu kakemis. It depends whether the skeleton is still intact. Rav Huna shildu kayemis hava. Rav Huna's skeleton was still intact. The lo nafik lo samu kamein. Those who didn't go out to greet him just didn't know that his skeleton was still intact. Let's make another main point, and that would be they were maspid Rav Huna that he deserved the shechina but couldn't get it because only Yecheskel got the shechina in Chutz La'aretz. And some went out to Rav Huna's, some in Eretz Yisrael went to Rav Huna's Levaya because his skeleton was intact. Others didn't because they didn't know that his skeleton was intact. Amri, the Chavna said, then more in short, Heichen Ninche, where should we bury Rav Huna? So they decided Rav Huna rebates Torah B'Yisrael. Rav Huna was a big marbit story. He taught a lot of Talmidim. Rabbi Chia rebates Torah B'Yisrael, and Rabbi Chia taught a lot of Talmidim. So let's put him right near Rabbi Chia. Man ma'ayle, who should bring his Aron, the Aron of Rav Huna, to be buried near Rabbi Chia? Amru Rav Chagos. Rav Chagos said to the Chum, Anam ayal nalei, I'll do it, I'll bring it near Rabbi Chia. I'll do kimte le Talmud, ki avina bar tamnes reishnin, velo chaz decree, because I knew my learning, that it shouldn't be forgotten from me. I made sure to review my learning when I was 18 years old, which is the time that a person is supposed to get married in order to learn Torah b'tahara, and I didn't get married, and I learned b'tahara, and I never even became a balkeri. I never became tame. Nothing ever came out of my body, even though I didn't get married at the age of 18. I was so busy in my learning. And I served Rav Huna, and I knew all about Rav Huna. Ritzua the tefillin. One day, the ritzua, the strap on his tefillin, got flipped around. Because the non-black side of the strap of his tefillin was exposed, he sat 40 fast days for that. So that's why I should be the one, because I know all this about Rav Huna. So Rav Chaga brought Rav Huna's aron to burial. The next Rav Chia were his two sons, Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda on one side, and Chizkia on the other side. Amrle Yehuda l'Chizkia. So Rabbi Yehuda said to Chizkia, that we better get up for the honor of Rav Huna, because it's not the Rav Huna, so we should be lying here. They were dead. We should be lying here when Rav Huna comes in. When Chizkia got up from his place in the honor of Rav Huna, come by the Amudu Denura, a pillar of fire got up with him. Rav Chaga saw this, as he's the one bringing Rav Huna to burial, and he got very afraid, naturally. So he threw up the Aron of Rav Huna to the fire, that he shouldn't get damaged, so he shouldn't get hurt by the fire, and he ran outside. And the reason he wasn't punished and burnt was only because he protected himself with the Aron of Rav Huna. So that was all about Rav Huna's death. Let's make another main point. Only Rav Chaga was able to bring Rav Huna to be buried near Rabbi Chia, and he almost got burnt from the fire of Chizkia rising for Rav Huna. When Rav Chista died, again they decided that they should put a Sefer Torah on his bed. That which Rav Chista's Rebbe Rav Huna didn't hold up, we're going to do to him. They also thought maybe we shouldn't sew up the tears in the clothing after we tore Kriya on him. The halach is, if you tear Kriya over a Chacham, as soon as you turn around from the dead body, you're allowed to already start sewing up the tear. When Rabbi Bar Rav Huna and Rav Hamnuna died, askinu lahasam, they brought them to Eretz Yisrael to bury. Kimatu al Gishra, when they reached a narrow bridge that they couldn't pass with the coffins next to each other, and one of them would have to go in front of the other, Kamu Gamli, the camels stood right in the place they wouldn't go. Amlu Utaya, so a certain Arab merchant said, "My hi, what's going on over here? Why aren't the camels moving?" Amrulei, so they said, "Rabbanu Dukavdi Yakra Adadi, it's the the deceased rabbis that are trying to honor each other. Each one is trying to let the other one go first. Maramar Marneil Bresha. This is what Rav Amnuna is saying, that Rabbi Ravuna should go first. Rabbi Ravuna is saying Rav Amnuna should go first. And that's why the camels aren't moving. Amar, so the Arab merchant said, Dinu hu Rabbi Ravuna leil Bresha. Rabbi Ravuna should really go first. Chalav gamle Rabbi Ravuna. Rabbi Ravuna's camel went. Nasr kichei vishine dehutaya. And the cheeks and the teeth of that Arab merchant fell out because he embarrassed Rav Hamnuna. He decided the case, but he embarrassed Rav Hamnuna in the process. So last main point, I guess, will be that when Rav Huna and Rav Hamnuna died, they each tried to honor the other with going first until an Arab merchant settled the dispute. Okay, Be'ez Hashem will pick up with Pasach Alei Hahu Yenuka next time on Chafei Amidei.